The Prime Minister is due to travel to Scotland today one last time before Thursday's referendum on independence. Polls continue to suggest that the battle between the rival camps is too close to call. Well, this morning, as part of our special referendum coverage, CFM's Charlotte Murphy's been on the road with someone who lives and works on the border.
I'm here with Jeanette Bell, who lives in Dumfries and works in Carlisle. We're looking at how independence would affect her commute across the border. Now, have you given the referendum much thought?
I understand why they want to have independence, but for me in my position, it would mean a lot more hassle.
What effect could we see in the office?
If the Scottish currency changes, how will I be paid? Because obviously it's an English firm.
So we've just pulled into the fuel stop right next to the border. Will you still come here?
I don't think I would, especially if the currency changes, because it would mean that I would need to have two lots of currency with me. I would probably make sure that, you know, my petrol tank was full before I left Scotland.
Justine Jeremiah behind the counter says she's heard concerns.
You always get the ones that regularly come and you know them, and it's like how they're going to feel when they're coming all the way. They're going to want to fill up there, they're not going to want to fill here. So we're going to lose custom and we might end up losing staff as well because of it.
We're going to continue on to Carlisle now, and it seems for Jeanette, even though she earns her money in England, she'll spend it in Scotland. From our On Scottish Independence, head to our website at cfmradio.com.